English with you, a daily introduction to English words and phrases.
English with you의 Jennifer입니다. English with you는 일상생활에서 자주 쓰이는 다양한 표현들을 익히는 시간입니다. So let's get started today. 오늘의 영어 표현은 draw someone into something. Draw someone into something입니다. 제 친구 펄은 무대에 혼자 서서 재미있는 말이나 행동을 통해 관객들을 즐겁게 해주는 희극 배우인데요. 제가 얼마 전 펄과 함께 나눈 대화 내용을 들어보시겠습니다. 오늘의 영어 표현은 draw someone into something이죠. Listen carefully.
Laughter. Laughter is what everyone needs and it's universal. Right?
It's definitely universal, and that's what drew me to stand-up comedy. You know, you saw Eddie Murphy in D.C., and he's making 10,000 people laugh of all races, and at that moment, they're not thinking about their problems or their stress.
Right.
Everybody's just connecting through. They said the shortest distance between two people is laughter.
네, 펄은 사람들을 즐겁게 해주는 것이 직업인 stand-up comedian, stand-up comedian 또는 희극 배우입니다. 펄은 사람들을 웃게 해주고 행복하게 해주고 싶어 stand-up comedian 일을 하게 됐다고 했는데요. 영어로 That's what drew me into stand-up comedy. That's what drew me into stand-up comedy 라고 했죠. 그러면서 웃음은 스트레스를 해결해주고 또 사람들을 친하게 해주는 역할을 한다고 했습니다. 오늘의 영어 표현 draw someone into something인데요. draw, D-R-A-W, 무엇무엇을 끌다, 끌어당기다는 뜻이 있죠. draw someone into something means to pull someone into doing something and to attract someone or something in. 그래서 draw someone into something은 누군가를 무엇무엇으로 끌어당기다, 즉, 누구누구를 무엇무엇에 끌어들이다, 누군가가 무엇인가에 관심을 갖게 하다는 뜻이 있다는 거 꼭 기억해 두시고요. 그럼 여기서 오늘의 대화를 다시 한번 들어보시겠습니다.
Laughter. Laughter is what everyone needs and it's universal. Right?
It's definitely universal, and that's what drew me to stand-up comedy. You know, you saw Eddie Murphy in D.C., and he's making 10,000 people laugh of all races. And at that moment, they're not thinking about their problems or their stress.
Right.
Everybody's just connecting through. They said the shortest distance between two people is laughter.
자, 본문 다시 한번 들어보셨죠? 네, 본문에서 펄은 It's definitely universal, and that's what drew me into stand-up comedy라고 했죠. Now, I'll give you an example sentence in Korean and try saying it in English, okay? 이 책 앞부분은 전개가 느리지만 뒤로 갈수록 점점 책에 빠져들게 만듭니다. 그렇죠? The book starts slowly, but it gradually draws you in. The book starts slowly. But it gradually draws you in. 네, 오늘의 영어 표현, draw someone into something. 누군누구를 무엇무엇에 끌어들이다. 누군가가 무엇인가에 관심을 갖게 하다. Draw someone into something. 꼭 기억해 두세요. So, what drew you into learning English? Think about that, okay? 지금까지 English with You의 Jennifer 유였습니다. 다음 이 시간에 만나요.